我的耳朵。
Audible, inaudible, audible, inaudible, audible, inaudible, and audible, inaudible, 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 audible, inaudible, and audible, inaudible, and audible, inaudible, audible, bloody inaudible, inaudible.
Corals think, part two. Still among damselfishes, those sounds are a bit like tree frogs' songs.But they are singing fishes. The knocking sounds are signs of defense. These little animals are territorial and will even try to repel the swimmer. If the polyp of corals doesn't produce sound, the coral, as an habitat, creates a myriad of sound. One of the main components is produced by snapping shrimps, crustaceans, which use loud clicking sound as a way to stun their prey. Fishes are also chirping, knocking, groaning, and purring. Some species feed on coral, crushing it with their teeth. Sea urchins,rub their spikes on the rock, and mollusks scrap algae. Some seaweeds would produce tiny bubbles when doing photosynthesis. All these tiny particles of sound that we can barely hear because of the inefficiency of human ears in the water make a sonorous environment. The sound of corals is being listened by some of its habitants. If an animal can communicate with sound,It can hear the other sounds. And larvae of different animals, part of the plankton, swimming in open sea would detect those sounds and choose their living habitat according to the sonic animation. The sound of healthy coral is a sign of life, of a safe shelter, promise of food.Chime Island, with domino damselfishes and white bar gregories all fighting around. Life is a sign exchange process. The polyps of corals are engaged into an inner dialogue with the algae, the oxandela. They communicate through chemicals in order to preserve their symbiosis. But corals are also communicating with other animals, releasing chemical informations, exhibiting colors and fluorescence to attract hosts such as shrimps, fishes, to invite them to perform cleaning to eat some threatening algae. Nearby, other animals, such as damselfishes, perform courtship dances and sing. The coral reef is a whole network of predation, communication and habitat. Using transducers, such as hydrophone, listening from a boat, or using autonomous recorder, we are now able to evaluate the diversity and health of a reef. Take a piano, gently strike the keyboard with your clenched fists or with your forearm. The notes appear as an uncharted constellation of sounds. They are challenging our listening habits. There is no map known to appreciate their musical configuration. The listener has to draw it. Umwelt as proposed by Jakob von Nieuwkerk, depends on animal specificities. A sea urchin, a seagull, or a living particle of zooplankton all have different perception organs and cognition processes. They live inside different perceived worlds, sometimes interacting or overlapping. Can we call a coral reef a cluster of umwelt? Coral reefs are often compared to tropical rainforest. These two types of environments are full of life forms in relations to each other. But tropical forests, such as the Amazonian area, are not devoid of humans. They have been inhabited since thousands of years by humans who live in and with the forest, who engage some cultural relationship to the plants and the animals. Eduardo Kohn wrote about the Runa people of Ecuador, that they think with the forest's thought. What about corals? How do they think? And how to think with them? This soundwork is based on underwater recordings realized between April and June 2017 in Penghu Archipelago at the following location: Saigong Ta Islet, Suogang, Shili, Muto Island, Chime Island. Thanks to the biologists, divers, volunteers and friends from Penghu Citizen Ocean Foundation, Haiyong Gongming Jijinhui and Penghu Marine Biology Research Center.